This is GQDN for Thursday, November 6th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% of your purchase. And go check out Questworthy as well. Strawberry. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some things coming out and some other things to be announced for next year. Riot Games has unveiled the format for next season. Yeah, that's right, it's esports. And Square Enix wants AI in their game development. But we begin today with Wowhead. For those of you that play World of Warcraft, this one's for you. Because Blizzard did confirm that Heartsteel will be used to buy housing items. So it's not just earned, you get to buy them. And it's a real money thing. Here is the blue post. Not all of it, but some of it. So yes, I'm going to paraphrase. Quote, "Hello everyone. We want to take a moment to discuss some of our philosophies around the shop, Heartsteel, and our plans around housing items acquisition. Before diving too far in, it's important to define what Heartsteel is. Heartsteel is a new virtual currency for World of Warcraft being added to the Midnight expansion. It's purchased with real money using your Battle.net balance and used in turn to buy housing items from the Battle.net shop and in-game shop." So they did talk about the philosophies and the guiding principles. Oh, that's an end quote, by the way. And they did say that the majority of the housing items will be earnable in the game, but only a small amount will be available for purchase from the shop. Housing items were tied to core fantasies of the player's race and classes, or that would already exist in Azeroth, but that won't be sold in the shop. The important decor that players would know and love will not appear in the shop as well. And the housing items will be available for individual purchases. And sometimes it will offer sales on the bundles of the items for a limited time. And they're saying that you should not feel to spend money or risk missing something that you would want. The costs in the shops are defined, and the ratios of Heartsteel real money is fixed and will be understood at a glance. So you should be able to obtain the amount of moves that would make sense for the purchase that you would want to make. And the shop with the user interface UI is straightforward and can be easily understood. Heartsteel is for housing, and they have no plans to use it for the trading post, mounts, transmogs, or pets at this time. So why the virtual currency? For the quote, "This was one of the things that we heard that the community discussing, why bother when we already have Battle.net balance? It's important to note that when dealing with in transactions involving real money, a more deliberate and cautious process needs to be implemented to provide appropriate financial protections for both parties. This can be an inefficient, inconvenient, and often tedious process when a player wants to purchase multiple items. Smaller housing items in the shop are often low cost, and players will want to purchase multiples of them to complete a set. As an example, they want a full set of chairs to place around the dining table, multiple place settings for your invited guests, or even candles to help decorate the room for a complete look." So, and that'll be an end quote at that point. So, what would you do? Would you use it or not? We'll discuss this on the weekly show. And maybe this as well. Now we're going to get to some real serious stuff. PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that there's a controversial game that was removed from the PlayStation Store because it's a scam. So, there's a controversial game that was removed from the PlayStation Store after turning heads because of its content. The online storefront is indeed no stranger to scams. And the scams are also called AI slop. Now, this game had an OF model simulator that would turn some heads before it was delisted from the PlayStation Store. So what is OF? Only fans. Kids, go talk to your adults about this, your parents. But the subscription service is popular for the adult things. and the model simulator did allow players to pretend that, to pretend to be that. Now, there's a lot of threads that popped up on the gaming forums questioning Sony's promise or improvements to the PlayStation Store and the continued lack of moderation. But that was spotted by the PlayStation Network Profiles user, and the OF model simulator is no longer purchasable on the store because it was nuked over the past couple of days, a couple of days ago. And that is a brand new scam to the PlayStation Store. It did manage to con some players out of their money. Be careful out there, but this is no scam. WCCF Tech did say that Square Enix is now going to include AI in the game development, and they're planning to let it handle 70% of the QA by 2027. And Square Enix is the latest video game publisher for AI usage. And part of their earnings report, the Japanese publisher did share the progress on the report, and they did say that their current goal is to automate 70% of the QA and debugging tasks in the game development by the end of 2027, because they think it will, quote, improve the efficiency of QA operations and establish a competitive advantage in game development, end quote. Now, Square Enix did detail in the report, but as of now, the research team is comprised by more than 10 people, including researchers from the Masu Iwasa Laboratory and engineers from Square Enix. And Square Enix has already started researching AI usage in QA, and some other publishers are already using that for their titles, putting the testers' jobs at risk. So last month, EA did already use AI in the QA for a while, according to WCCF Tech. Square Enix does plan to utilize the AI-enhanced game development efficiency, and they will appear to align prevailing sentiment among the most successful Japanese video game developers, such as Masahiro Sakurai and Hideo Kojima. The developers are not averse to using AI to make the game sustainable and to let the tedious tasks that allow them to focus on creative process. AI is coming to Square Enix. Something's coming to our creators. And according to DualShockers.com, players just might like it. It's an update. Now, so far, the game is doing quite well, our creators. And it does have the best reviewed games of the year, as well as the highest reviewed multiplayer shooters for some time. In fact, one of the people did say was, quote, Ark Raiders is an incredibly challenging extraction shooter that will push you to your limits and frustrate you, but you'll keep coming back for more. With breathtaking visuals, thoughtfully designed maps, intense PvP, and intelligent, unpredictable AI, Ark Raiders has raised the bar incredibly high for extraction shooters and will likely inspire the entire wave of games that hope to recreate its magic. And Ark Raiders, with patch 1.1, will introduce the Electromagnetic Storm to the map condition schedule. So this is going to be a gigantic thunderstorm in the areas, but it's not an ordinary storm, because Dual Shockers is saying it's immersive, terrifying, and exciting at that. So will you survive it? But that wasn't the only thing. That was more likely the biggest thing, because they did fix some issues with the integrated shield recharger, fixed some issues with the augment skills, fixed an exploit where players were pushed through the walls by the playables, fixed an issue where the health regen skills did not work if it was triggered while DBNO, and they fixed a bug where well-traveled achievements did not register, added charge progress to integrated skills repair, added punch hands emote, a pre-order bonus to the game. And of course, we did talk about, well, we didn't talk about the Hidden Bunker, which is a new map condition, Night Raid Blue Gate, and of course, we talked about the Electromagnetic Storm. But we can't just talk about Ark Raiders without talking about Battlefield 6, because according to GamesRadar.com, they disabled some of the OP IFV missiles that could turn a map into a no-fly zone. So on their official Twitter account, Battlefield 6, they did share the update today, October 6th. Quote, we've temporarily disabled the lock-guided missile, MR missile, for the infantry fighting vehicle. As we work to address inconsistencies witnessed with the vehicle's countermeasures, end quote. Now, the change is indeed live, and they will try to resolve the issue in an update next week. Now, we go to the esports corner, because Riot Games did unveil the format for the LCS season for next year. And that is the LCS season via Esports Insider. And Riot Games did unveil the formats that will feature the 2026 League Championship Series. The upcoming season will mark the return of the LCS branding and North America League Legends after ditching the LTA branding of the formats after a year. So, there was a video that was hosted by the LCS Commissioner Mark Zimmerman, and he had details on the new formats and adjustments where the existing formulas were revealed. The season begins on January 24th with the LCS lock-in, and that has its own format. The top four teams will begin in the playoffs in the upper bracket level, with the top seed having the ability to pick their first opponent from seeds 2 to 4. The remaining two teams will compete from the lower bracket. And Zimmerman did say that split one will have 50% more games than this year. Now the springs and summer formats could be different as well, because they'll have a best of three round robin group stage, determining the six teams that will qualify in the playoffs. The spring playoff will use the same format as lock-in. The winner and the runner-up of the LCS spring will secure qualification for the mid-season invitational. The summer's format will differ from the spring. Six teams will qualify for the playoffs. The top two teams will earn place the second round of the upper bracket, with the remaining teams starting in round one. Summer format will also have some double elimination brackets, and will give some teams two chances to secure one of three spots at the Worlds 2026. And that will happen. Now we get to some good stuff. Keep in mind, I'm going to be going through some release dates, along with some release dates news. And we're going to start with Blue News. We haven't heard from them for a while. Permafrost Until the World Ends did have a trailer, and that'll be coming out next year. Stuck Together had a release date trailer. That'll be coming November 17th. And Terminator 2D No Fate release date has moved to December 12th this year. We will continue with Blue News, because there's some early access that's going on as well. And this one is Bloodgrounds. It's a roguelike gladiator game for Windows from the Extranum Games and Deadlick Entertainment. And this has some strategic management RPG elements and some turn-based combat. It is a playable demo and is up on Twitch. No, not Twitch. It is up on Steam. I'm sorry. That's my fault. So if you're looking for something, this one might be for you. So go check that out. InVinGlobal.com did say that there's some games to new roguelikes next year as well. And that's through Yogcast Games, because they were talking about Infinity Sweeper and The Gate Must Stand. And these two games were released in the first half of 2026. And this is where the GamerSky CEO Brandon Zhang did say that this is the third collaboration with the Yogcast Games. Quote, "We want to create and reimagine tower defense game that keeps players engaged in the heart of the battle at all times," end quote. So there's a couple more games coming, and even more games too. If you like a little bit of Nightmare Games, well, there's one coming to Nintendo Switch today via NintendoEverything.com. It's Dollmare. Yep, dolls are going to get scary, and you got to make the dolls. So what you're going to do in the game is you're going to take your job at a doll factory, and you find out that there's something going on there, something sinister. So you got to figure that out. If you don't want something scary, if you're a sports ball fan, Gamatsu.com did say that MLB The Show 2026 was announced, and that's via Sony Interactive. Yep, and the developer San Diego Studio did announce MLB The Show 2026. And right now, I do not see a release date for the game. But there's going to be some now and later packs. It's going to be an MLB The Show 25, and that might give a little bit of indication to when the game could be released. Now, obviously, it's not going to be November 14th, because you'll be able to earn 5 now and then later packs, and that'll give you a head start, and MLB The Show 26. On Friday the 21st, there'll be more now and later packs, in the 11th inning, XB Path, and early next year there'll be another Now and Later pack with a dedicated Now and Later program. So right now the release date is not yet announced, but it is coming. But we end today with a movie via NintendoLife.com. The Legend of Zelda movie is now in production in New Zealand. The shoot date is November 4th, 2025, and will end on April 7th, 2026. The film is set to release on the 7th of May, 2027. Are you excited? This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. Oh boy, that's a lot of game announcements and a movie. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.